There are some names that belong to every Christian. Others the Scripture uses to classify and identify particular individuals. For example, the prophets and apostles were a special group of folks. They identified in the Bible as being the foundation stones of the church. Then there are elders and deacons. These men are raised up of the Holy Spirit and recognized by the Christians for the purpose of serving in a very unique way. Some others are called evangelists. Those are men that God has gifted by the Holy Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit they're called. Some are called teachers, and others are pastors or pastor teachers. Then there are some Christians, unfortunately, who select for themselves other names, non-scriptural names, and these names are used to distinguish them from other groups of God's children. These divisive names usually indicate doctrinal beliefs. Sometimes they come from church government, or even the names of some godly individual Christian of the past. In some of our previous broadcasts, we have noted several names that we find in the Bible that belong to everyone who knows and loves our Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, the first name that comes to our mind is the name Christian. This has to do with all of those who are His, followers of the Lord Jesus. We have been called children, sons, heirs, even joint heirs with Christ. From John 1:12, as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the children of God, even to those who believe on His name. And then there is Romans 8:16-17. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and His children and heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Of course, those who are Christians and those who are the children of God, His sons, we're also disciples, those who are learners, apprentices of the Lord Jesus Himself, and of course, believers, one who believes His every word and willingly obeys Him and all that He says in the Scripture. Of course, there is the opposite of the believer, and he is the unbeliever, those that refuse to believe God's record, the Bible, concerning God's Son, the Lord Jesus. While the believing Christian has reserved for him a home in heaven, where a heavenly Father awaits his arrival, the unbeliever, the Scripture tells us, John 3:18 and 3:36, the unbeliever is condemned already. For the Christian, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ, Romans 8:1. But to the unbeliever, he is previously, at this very moment, condemned to the lake of fire, and the Scripture gives us one reason why he's condemned, because he believeth not upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Now then, as we go into 2 Timothy chapter 2, we find there are some other names, or some of them might more properly be called descriptions, of what a Christian is and should be. We read, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And here are some things you should be reminded of concerning soldiers. When one goes into the military service, he has to surrender his own will. And so it is with the soldier of the cross. We say, not my will, but thine be done. They have to obey marching orders. And so it is with the child of the King. Where he leads me, I will follow. I remember when I went into service, I had to tell all of my friends goodbye. And so oftentimes with the believer in Christ, we have to say farewell to our friends, lest they lead us away from our King, the captain of our salvation. As soldiers march down the road, they draw attention. And we too draw attention, but not to self. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Soldiers must obey, and we too trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. We have to expect difficulties and anticipate receiving reward for valor. A friend of mine, I want to ask you, are you a member of his army? He takes volunteers. Trust him today. Receive Christ. He'll give you eternal life and make you his soldier. Amen.